This is Central Law. I'm Casey Ebsery. Good day and welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to talk about criminal procedures in Florida courts. For more information, see www.duifla.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Let's take a look at criminal procedures under Florida law. The arrest. A case begins with the commission of a crime. There are three ways a case may be brought into court. 1. Arrest of the accused at the scene of the crime. 2. Arrest based on a warrant issued by the court in response to a sworn complaint. And 3. Arrest based on an indictment by a grand jury as the result of an investigation. In all instances, the evidence must be sufficient to convince a court that there is probable cause to believe that a crime was committed and that the person arrested took part in committing the crime. Probable cause means that there's a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed. The first appearance hearing. Within 24 hours of the arrest, the defendant must be brought before a judge for a first appearance hearing. At the hearing, the judge will set the conditions, if any, for release of the defendant from jail. The judge will also explain to the defendant what he or she is charged with, and in the case of a serious offense, appoint the public defender to represent the individual if he or she cannot afford an attorney. When a person who is accused of a crime has sufficient roots in a community to ensure that the person will return for trial, the judge may release the accused on his own recognizance, pending judicial proceedings. This means the accused does not have to post bond. Some defendants can post bond prior to the hearing, based on certain conditions. First appearance hearings are held each morning of the year. The bond hearing. For many crimes, bail bonds have been previously determined by the courts and are contained in a list of standard bond amounts. If the defendant is unable to post the standard bond amount, his case will be set for a bond hearing within 5 to 7 days of his arrest. At this hearing, the victim of the offense has the absolute right to bring any facts to the court's attention, which the victim feels the court should consider in deciding the amount of the bond. If you are the victim of a crime, you can contact your local state attorney to find out the procedure for appearing at such a hearing. The state attorney investigation. Sometime after the first appearance, the state attorney will conduct an investigation to determine what, if any, charges to file. The state attorney's office may request a sworn statement from the victim regarding the crime. The case may proceed with or without the victim's cooperation. The accused is not present at this meeting. The charging decision. The state attorney makes a decision as to the appropriate action in a case. The state attorney's office informs the victim of the decision and may do any of the following. 1. File an information. The information is a formal charging document filed with the clerk's office stating the charge filed. 2. Not file an information. A letter of release may be filed if the facts do not warrant prosecution at this time. The arraignment. At the arraignment, the court will inform the defendant of the charges pending, be given their rights, and a lawyer may be appointed. The court may also hear the defendant's plea. Arraignments are set when the defendant is charged with a crime. At the arraignment, the defendant is also informed of the possible penalties. A defendant may plead guilty, and the judge may impose a sentence. A defendant's ability to hire an attorney is also evaluated. A public defender or a volunteer attorney may be appointed if he or she cannot afford private counsel. The victim of the crime has an absolute right to appear and be heard. The victim impact statement. A victim may file an impact statement with the state attorney at any time before sentencing. The victim impact statement describes the effect the crime has had on the victim and the losses suffered. The court is informed of the victim's wishes for a sentence to be imposed. The victim may come before the court and give testimony about the crime's impact. The pretrial intervention program. Pretrial intervention may be available for first-time offenders. The state attorney and the victim must agree on acceptance into this program. Upon successful completion of the program, the case will be dropped. If the defendant does not complete the program, full prosecution may then occur. In Hillsborough County, there is a pretrial diversion program known as the drug court. In the drug court, a contract between the state attorney, the defendant, and the court requires completion of an 18-month program for the charges to be dropped. If the program is not completed, the case and the charges will be reinstated. The pretrial conference. At the pretrial conference, the prosecutor and defense attorney discuss the status of the case with the judge. The court will be informed of any possible plea agreement. If the case is not ready for trial, the judge may order a continuance of the case. If there is no plea agreement and a continuance is not granted, a trial date may be set. The trial. The judge or a jury will decide the guilt or innocence of the accused. First, the state will present evidence. The defense may then present evidence. Each side will have a chance to ask questions of every witness. The state must prove the defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. This burden is intended to be difficult, so innocent people will not be convicted. The sentencing. The sentencing of a defendant who pleads guilty may occur at the pretrial conference. Sentencing may also occur after a trial. The court may have the discretion to impose a sentence of probation, house arrest or community control, jail or prison, and or a fine. Florida sometimes uses sentencing guidelines in which a sentence is calculated based on the facts of the case and the defendant's history. The court may sentence above or below the recommended sentence based upon extenuating circumstances. The return of property. Property is returned to the victim after law enforcement or the state attorney's office approves it at the end of the case. Sometimes there's a compelling law enforcement reason for retaining the evidence, and consequently, the property is not returned. The appeal. There may be an opportunity to review the court proceedings. Victims can monitor appeals by writing the Attorney General, Bureau of Crime Victims' Rights, the Capitol, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-1050. Telephone 850-488-0600. The prison. While a defendant is in prison, family, friends, and victims can be kept informed of the defendant's whereabouts by writing the Department of Corrections, 2501 Blairstone Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-2500. Attention, victim assistance. Telephone 850-488-9166. The Crime Compensation Fund. A victim with physical injuries may be eligible for reimbursement for medical bills from the Bureau of Crimes Compensation Program. The program provides compensation to innocent victims of crime. The defendant may also pay restitution. To apply for crimes compensation, contact your state attorney's office. The payment of restitution. The court shall order the defendant to make restitution to the victim for damage or loss caused directly or indirectly by the offense. The state attorney has the responsibility to present the court with the dollar amount and items for consideration at a restitution hearing. The information in this program is based on the laws of Florida, the Florida Rules of Criminal Procedure, and upon public records obtained on the Internet, with special thanks to the public defenders of the state of Florida. Remember that the hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. This is board-certified criminal trial lawyer W.F. Casey Ebstree, Jr., and my office is located at 112 South Magnolia Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Please contact me to receive free information about my experience and qualifications. Thanks for listening and for considering selecting me as your lawyer.
This podcast was sponsored by www.duifla.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.